This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good afternoon and welcome to Enterprise Biz Bites. It is Friday, the 26th of November. This is Audrey Raj and joining me as usual in the studio today is...
Frida Liu, not as usual.
Not as usual, yeah. You sounded a bit different earlier this week. You sounded a lot like one Arvind Yuvaraj. But thank you for coming back in the studio with me, Frida. On the show today, we are going to be asking you this very interesting question.
Right, and I know it's pretty intense for a Friday, but if you could equip yourself with only one of these digital skills, which one would it be and why, right? Is it data science, cloud computing, digital marketing, or software development? There is a poll happening at BFM Radio on Twitter. You can also let us know your thoughts. If you've got other things you want to learn, 018-789-8899.
So we are talking about this because according to a recent survey by MDEC, most Malaysian companies recognize the need to equip their staff with digital skills. But upskilling in such a short amount of time has had its challenges, you know. And while the importance of digitalization can't be denied, the lack of digital talent in the country is also cause for concern.
A survey conducted by MDEC found that most Malaysian companies are accelerating the adoption of digital technologies in a focus on reskilling and upskilling their employees in these technologies and applications. It's called the MDEC Digital Talent Survey 2021, and its findings came out sometime last month.
Yeah. Now, according to the survey findings, 48% of companies in the country adopted digital tech platforms for day-to-day operations this year, compared to only 19% in 2020. You know, maybe that's just because they didn't expect the pandemic to go this long.
But big jump.
Yes, but it was a big jump, and encouraging too to see that there's been that jump. And that's a huge bump, and just goes to show just how much of an impact the pandemic has had in boosting this offline, online transition for many businesses. And with this shift, 85% of companies surveyed recognize the need to reskill their employees. Now, 85% is a huge number, and it's a good sign that local companies are at least aware of the need to upskill their employees with digital knowledge.
Right, but those are not the only big changes in the digital space. Over the past year, the focus has shifted from digital productivity and remote working skills to technical skills such as data analytics, cybersecurity, cloud computing, digital marketing, and software development. So the results of the survey were shared at MDEC's Digital Talent CEO Roundtable, which was held during the recently concluded Malaysia Tech Month. This roundtable involved 25 CEOs and C-suite leaders of local tech companies and multinational corporations, industry associations such as the National ICT Association of Malaysia, or PICOM, and Malaysia Digital Association, and think tank Social Economic and Research Initiative, SERI.
Yes. And here are some interesting snippets from that roundtable session. Now, with regards to recruitment of digital talent, there was consensus that companies are increasingly prioritizing skills over academic qualifications. We guess that means, you know, practical experience has more value than what's actually written on paper. The CEOs discussed the importance of nurturing future talent, the future talent pipeline, and recognize the need for companies to take a more active role in providing input to curriculum and project-based learning. And industry leaders are also observing an increased focus on internal staff mobility, where staff are reskilling and changing roles within the organization.
Now, you're probably familiar with MDEC, or you've heard us talk about MDEC many, many, many times across our shows. But here's a quick rundown in case you're not up to speed. MDEC's digital talent and inclusivity initiatives have impacted more than 3 million Malaysians via digital skills and income opportunities. These include initiatives like the hashtag My Digital Maker Movement, Premier Digital Tech Institute, Digital Skills Training Directory, E-Usawan, and Let's Learn Digital. And as a response to the pandemic, the government via MDEC also introduced the hashtag My Digital Workforce Work in Tech, MYWIT initiative earlier this year to help reskill, upskill unemployed Malaysians for digital tech and services jobs. So this is a hiring and training incentive that is expected to benefit 6,000 unemployed Malaysians.
Now, this all sounds well and good, but, you know, obviously we had some questions about these shifts that we're seeing in the industry. Digital skills is a broad term, so how are companies supposed to channel those skills to benefit their employees?
Right. And also, technology evolves so quickly nowadays. How should companies stay ahead of the curve when upskilling, or is this supposed to be a continuous process?
Which you would think, right?
And obviously, there are going to be challenges when trying to upskill and move an entire workforce, right?
Yeah. Now, so after the break, we'll be in touch with Shweta Mishra, Human Resource Director at Rackspace Technology Asia Pacific and Japan. And we're going to ask her these questions and expand on this idea of equipping employees with digital skills. But in the meantime, we'd like to hear from you.
If you could equip yourself with only one of these digital skills, which one would it be and why? On Twitter, the options are data science, cloud computing, digital marketing, software development. And of course, you know, if you've got other thoughts as well, let us know, because, you know, we asked Daniel, our intern, and he said coding, right? And then, so there are many other things. Cybersecurity was actually in this list as well. So let us know. You can also let us know via WhatsApp, 018-789-8899.
We'll be back in just a few minutes, but for now, here's The Police with Message in a Bottle. Stay tuned to Enterprise Biz Bytes, BFM 89.9.
Beyond frivolous mishmash, BFM 89.9.
And we're back. You are listening to Enterprise Biz Bytes with Frida and Audrey. Our new intern, Shreya, is also in the studio with us. Baptism of fire. She's like sitting here panicking because we're going to ask her a question. Say hi, Shreya.
Hello.
Very shy for now, for now. Okay. On the show today, we are asking you about digital skills.
If you could equip yourself with only one of these digital skills, which one would it be and why? Take part in our poll on Twitter, BFM Radio. There's data science, there's cloud computing, there's digital marketing, there's software development. You know, if you have other thoughts, let us know. Some people said coding, cybersecurity, what have you. Let us know. You can also let us know over WhatsApp, 018-789-8899.
And our handle over on Twitter once again is at BFM Radio. We are talking about this because according to a recent survey by MDEC, most Malaysian companies, they recognize the need to equip their staff with digital skills, you know, after just being in this pandemic for 28 years. However, upskilling in such a short amount of time has had its challenges. And while the importance of digitalization cannot be denied, the lack of digital talent in the country is also a cause for concern. So we have on the line with us right now Shweta Mishra. She's the Human Resource Director at Rackspace Technology Asia Pacific and Japan. And we thought we'd ask her some questions that we have and also try and expand on this idea of equipping employees with digital skill. Shweta, thank you so much for waiting on the line. Now, the survey by MDEC reports that 85% of Malaysian companies see the value in digital skills. But what does digital skills entail? Now, since it's such a wide scope.
So as Malaysia pushes into digital economy agenda, I would say, you know, the prevailing digital talent gap will be a significant challenge for the country to fully benefit from engaging technologies such as cloud, automation, AI, IoT, and 5G technology, which underscores the urgent need to address the current skill gap. And according to the digital survey by Malaysian Digital Economy that you just mentioned, which had 85% of the companies surveyed, recognizes that the need of reskilling their employees as organizations have adopted more digital technology platforms to support operations. PwC's Hopes and Fears survey in 2021 also revealed that only 19% of Malaysian respondents say that they had adequate digital skills to perform their jobs. So with the strong government push for upskilling and reskilling, we are optimistic that we will be able to narrow the digital skill gap in Malaysia. In addition, the Malaysian's Digital Economy Blueprint was launched earlier this year, which outlines the steps to enhance digitalization, improve digital infrastructure, and build a more trusted and secure digital environment. This plan is targeted to develop 20,000 cybersecurity knowledge workers and about 30,000 data professionals by 2025. I believe that the expansion of opportunities for Malaysians to upskill and get retrained will certainly help the local economy to recover from the pandemic, as well as build a foundation of sustainable long-term growth and an inclusive future workforce.
Right. You know, Shweta, in terms of trends, what industries have been worst impacted by the pandemic in terms of being left behind due to lack of digitalization and digital skills?
Tourism. The hospitality industry is arguably among the hardest hit sector due to the pandemic, with the Malaysian Association of Hotels reporting tourism revenue losses of about 6.5 billion ringgit in 2020. 2004 tourism and hotel operations in Malaysia were forced to shut due to the movement control order as of November last year. AI and other forms of machine learning, such as real-time crowd monitoring and AI-enabled digital concierge, are ways to digitalize the industry. Construction industry is another one. Malaysia's construction industry recorded about 6 billion in losses in the first three lockdown phases during the late 2020. Mm. Due to the nature of the industry, there was not much that can be done given the lockdown. And Malaysia is preparing to launch a national construction policy 2030 to accelerate the adoption of technology in all building work processes. Construction sites of the future will be almost human-free with the way the Industry Revolution 4.0 is taking shape as Malaysia gear towards full-scale digitalization.
Right. Wow, imagine that.
Right. Human-free. I want to know, Shweta, as well, for those who wish to reskill and upskill, how will they know what's valuable in the coming years since everything changes and shifts so quickly?
Yeah.
Well, individuals can look at wider global and local trends in the market, fashioned by increasing digitalization, greater focus on environment, and trends fueled by the pandemic. They can also refer to national policies developed by government, which include Malaysia Digital Economy Blueprint and a Green Technology Master Plan 2030. For instance, technology adoption in IoT, automation, big data, cybersecurity, and analytics has led to the demand of data scientists, cybersecurity and data protection experts, given the growth of digital economy in Malaysia. The demand for cloud has also increased with the need for remote working. If the upskilling of talent is not properly addressed, it could hamper or even derail an organization's digital transformation in a long run. And the future of tech jobs will be a blend of business savvy and technical expertise, and more tech jobs requiring the human touch will emerge by 2025. And according to 2020 Future of Jobs reports by the World Economic Forum, this justifies my previous statement.
Right. Now, Shweta, as an employer, now, how can you determine like which digital skills are appropriate for individual employees? How do you do that?
This really depends on the needs of the company and the personal career advancement path chosen by the employees. Like organization can conduct a talent audit and skill gap analysis to give business a better idea of the expertise they hold, identify where the gaps are and fill them up accordingly. People managers should also be able to ascertain how internal talents can be tapped and developed to meet business needs. And with an inventory of talent and skills within the company, enterprises can rank the skills they need and work on filling out high priority roles.
Right. And what are some of the major challenges faced by SMEs and local companies in terms of upskilling the employees? Where are these blockades, roadblocks coming from employers? Is it employers? Is it employees? Both? Or lack of resources?
Well, the pandemic has changed consumer behavior in a big way and making SMEs realize they have to pivot to a digital-centric business so that they can connect with their target audience seamlessly and grow new revenue streams. And in order to not just survive, but to thrive, firms must not let the urgent drive out the important. Example, retraining, upskilling, without which the firm will stagnate while its competitors continue to reap the benefit of continuous improvement. Blockades can come from both employers and the employee itself. And from the employer's perspective, many SMEs have not recognized the need to upskill the employees and often lack resources, funding, and motivation. Many have found it challenging to start their digital transformation while balancing job redesign and upskilling. SMEs need to understand and that adapting workers' skill and roles to the post-COVID-19 ways of working is important to build business resilience. From the employees' perspective, they may be satisfied with their work performance and are happy with their current progress. Thus, they may not be willing to spend extra time and effort to upskill themselves. I think the responsibility lies in the hands of employer to create a conducive environment to provide incentives and free training resources for their employees to upgrade their skills.
Right. Final question, Shweta. How can Malaysia develop a holistic talent pipeline that serves to digitally upskill Malaysians so that we fix the overall skills gap here?
Well, I can, I can mention here some of the ways Malaysia can develop a holistic talent pipeline. One can be develop and train existing staff in new technologies for current and future roles and work to retain them. The other would be look to hire professionals with existing skills, but be prepared to pay for them. Like closing the digital skills gap within your organization requires proper planning and resources. From tapping the right talent pool from the market to talent selection to putting together a competitive compensation package, employers should be more strategic to attract and retain the best talent. The other thing that we can do is engage with third party to leverage skills and experience. For instance, investing in business solutions and finding partners that specialize in specific needs. Organizations should look at engaging consulting companies, which can offer to optimize the resources they have and focus on growing the business. The other thing is train the next generation workforce by collaborating with educational institute. The demand for early exposure to digital skills is growing, and Malaysia will be benefiting from schools and higher learning institution outreach programs to educate the young in terms of basic literacy, numeracy, and IT skills as a foundation.
Right. Excellent points there, Shweta. Thank you so much for joining us today. That was Shweta Mishra, Human Resources Director at Rackspace Technology, Asia Pacific and Japan. Now, just coming back to that point that she made about the blockade when it comes to employers trying to do this for their employees, right? For me, all of a sudden, that light bulb just went off because she said job redesign.
Right.
And, that's something that we've all had to do. And I'm sure, across industries, everyone has had to relook at what their job scope is, especially when you've had to work from home or make changes because, there's no footfall at your business or, for various reasons we've all had to kind of look at how we do our jobs and what that entails and what to prioritize. And then that could be like the major bottleneck into even thinking about how to upskill digitally.
Exactly. I mean, look at what we have to do, right? I mean, when I joined this organization 13 years ago, I'm doing a lot more different things, which involves a lot, especially the last 2 years, right? Which I didn't have to do when I first joined, right? So where was the training there, right? I mean, do I, train myself? So simple things like that, that people will need to look at upskilling, right? That's what it is. And because your role enlarges, your role changes, right? So if you're not keeping up with that, that's a bit of an issue.
And sometimes it's the simplest things, moving from using Microsoft Word to Google Docs, the early part of the pandemic, how many businesses spoke to us about that major struggle in just trying to get employees to move from using Microsoft Word, where it's like very silo, and into sharing documents,
because
and working with documents on the cloud and things like that.
Because it was a lot of them, they couldn't get back to the office because all the equipment was on their keyboard, on their PC in the office, right? So it's like, wow, you don't even have that, right? Because that's so much a part and parcel of what we do. We do have a comment here on WhatsApp, which is a point that I feel that I can relate to. So I reckon Excel skills. I think, Excel. There's nothing more accomplished than you could breathe in bulk data, perform the calculation and gather statistics from it. And that's the thing, right? We can study all these things. And I was, to me, if you ask me what I want to do, like data science and analytics, right? Because it's just just like, yes, I know how to compute, but am I able to gather intelligent information from that? That's a skill, right?
Yeah.
And artificial intelligence can help you, yes, but there is still the human element that needs to be able to analyze it. And who teaches you to analyze it?
The other thing I was thinking about is the generational differences. Mm. Like, you know, for us, Frida, maybe I don't want to call myself a veteran in the industry, but, you know, we've been in this job for a long time. And then you've got the fresh graduates who are coming in and their expectations of digital skills as well, you know, and how an employer will help you to upskill digitally, right? So maybe we should ask someone who's like quite young.
Yes.
Hi, Shreya. So, you know, what are your thoughts on this? You know, if you could equip yourself with one of any kind of digital skill, what would you think would be useful for you right now?
To me, I think probably something in artificial intelligence. Mm. I'm very sure computers are able to think way faster than any of us ever will be able to. And especially as a woman of color, we're highly underrepresented in the tech space. So there needs to be a push for more women to get involved in tech and digital tech, especially.
This is what the youths are saying. Okay.
Thank you for that, Shreya. Now, we are asking you today, if you could equip yourself with one of these digital skills, which would it be and why? Frida, let's wrap up the poll.
Yes. If you could. So anyway, we're looking, the question again, if you could equip yourself. Leading at data science is 42.1%. Secondly, at software development is 31.6%. Digital marketing at 15.8% and cloud computing at 10.5%.
Right. Thank you so much, everyone, for chiming in with your thoughts and participating in our poll. Of course, that was our main story today on if Malaysian companies get the need for digital skills. And you know what our challenges have been over the last year or so during this pandemic and what we need to do to address the digital skills gap moving forward. We have one more comment.
Here from 5145. He says, I'm a senior citizen trainer and I'm developing an e-learning module for my subject matter expert. So you're learning how to develop e-learning modules. So, yeah.
Yeah, thank you so much for chiming in. Now, if you missed out on any part of this show, you know what to do. You can go look for the podcast on our website. That's bfm.my. You can also find all our podcasts on the BFM app. That's available on the Apple App Store and on Google Play. More Enterprise Biz Bites coming your way on Monday with Christine and Richard. But taking us out of the show today is Diana Ross with Upside Down. Thank you for joining Frida, myself, and Shreya on Enterprise Biz Bites, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.